Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tupter Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 24th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 362 and three quarters. November beans up a penny and a quarter, closing at 855 and a quarter. And December wheat down 5 1/4 cents, closing at 536 and a half. A little bit of short covering in the corn and beans. The wheat, a little bit of fund liquidation there. Funds sold a little bit more meal today, bought some oil. So it kind of was a little bit of an evening up day here. The crop tour final results came out. 14.501 on the corn on a yield of 177.3. So that's about a bushel under the government and a little bit, about 80 million under the government estimate on production. The soybeans came out with a 53 yield, giving a crop of 4.683. It's almost 100 million more than the government, which theoretically could put the carry out up to 885. And we know that Pro Farmer has a tendency to underestimate these crops. So, you know, who knows where these carryouts are going. But I don't see anything friendly here. I really think today was just about a little bit of fun evening up more than anything else. Interesting, the gold popped $20, silver popped 25 cents an ounce. The dollar is down 50 ticks. Again, I don't see much out here today. We could have been worse with absolutely nothing coming out of Washington on the trade talks yesterday. It looks like we're going to have to wait till at least till after the election to get something positive there. But, you know, with this president, it's hard to know. There could be a tweet overnight on any given day or night that says deal's been done somehow. So who knows? It looks like we'll get a better idea of the farm program on Monday. It was supposed to be out today. It looks like it'll be out Monday. The guesses are $1.45 to $1.65 payment on beans, up to maybe 100,000. That's just a guess, and very minimal benefit to corn or wheat farmers out here. So, you know, again, we tend to make our lows the first week of the month. So maybe a week from Monday, we could see some lows in here. Between now and then, I think this market grinds its way lower. I don't see anything particularly positive out here. Big crops are going to get bigger. The rains have helped. We've had plenty of rains around Illinois here today. So when it's all said and done, I think these crops are getting bigger, carryouts are getting bigger, and without demand, prices are going to move lower. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.